Leading the news, Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says the government is still trying to verify reports that two notorious Australian jihadists have died fighting with Islamic State. The ABC understands Khalid Sharouf and Mohammed Elamar died while fighting in Iraq in recent days.
It's very difficult for us to confirm that because Mosul, the area that has been reported as being the place of their death, is already proclaimed a no-go zone for Australian citizens. It is a crime for an Australian citizen to be in Mosul without a legitimate purpose.
Kevin Rudd has all but confirmed he was behind a damaging leak against Julia Gillard soon after she deposed him as Prime Minister 5 years ago. Until now, Mr. Rudd has denied leaking details of a discussion between the pair on the night before the coup, when Mr. Rudd offered to hand over the leadership closer to the election. A man has been seriously injured after falling 10 metres from a railway overpass in Sydney's west overnight. The man was a passenger in a car which lost control and ended up suspended over the edge of the bridge in Lidcombe. He fell while trying to get out of the car. There is cautious optimism that a deal can be reached to stop Greece defaulting on its debt and leaving the European Union. European leaders are in Brussels for emergency talks to discuss the crisis. Greece has put forward an 11th-hour proposal to avert disaster.